Fleeks and I were talking about it during the break, and he brings up a good point. And, you know, it's the way that we're watching the game play out. I mean, the feel is that whoever has the ball last is going to win the game. And I think that is probably the biggest reason why people are going to blame the call, the holding call there, because if that call doesn't take place, Philadelphia's going to get the ball back with a chance to score with 2 minutes to go, or just over 2 minutes to go, whatever it was. And the way that the game was going, there was no way Philadelphia was getting stopped. Now, you don't know that that's going to be the case. You hated to see them not have a chance in that spot because you felt like they deserved a chance. But the reason that it makes that call even worse is because of the way the game was being played, that neither defense can make the big stop when they had to. So that's what's frustrating from an Eagles standpoint. But it's not, look, this happens all the time. You could always pick a play, a call, one little thing that happens that you can argue changed the result of the game. But that's sports. I mean, that's life, and that is certainly life as a sports fan. Bleep happens in these games. Deal with it. One team was still able to win. So, I mean, it wasn't like a call earlier in the game, you know, didn't go the Eagles' way. Things happen. The problem that you have is they called it consistently where they were not calling these ticky-tack fouls all night long. They were letting them play, which I love. I'd rather them let them play. And they did until that pivotal moment where they called Bradberry for a hold. So it's not a question of if the call were the right call, because it was. You cannot grab somebody's jersey, and he did hold him and held him up a little bit at the line, you know, off the line to prevent him from running his full route on time. That is by definition holding. You saw it. However, you can't call that in that spot, especially after the way that you were calling the game all night long. 8-7-7, but to me, it did not ruin a great game or a great performance from Patrick Mahomes or even Jalen Hurts for that matter. It was a tremendous game that the Kansas City Chiefs won.